Now time for our Moorhill Mounts Academy Coaches Insight Program. It is brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, Brandon Tadman. We got the Ravens football coach, Zach Fredrickson, joining us here for a couple of minutes. Always appreciate the time each week. Coach, a good game last week, but Chargers of Horton able to come out on top 20-19. Just kind of take us through back that one. What'd you see after the fact and the initial thoughts and takeaways from it?
Yeah, you know, it was a close game. It was a physical game. You know, we started out up 19-6 at halftime, and they shut us out in the second half. So I got to give them a lot of credit for, you know, coming out after half, punching us in the mouth and playing good football. And, you know, we just didn't respond well to that and couldn't get it done on offense in the second half. You know, defensively, we struggled up front. They switched to an overload, you know, tight splits, and just ran dive right down at us. So I give kudos to those guys over there. They played a great second half.
Did you see anything major in terms of adjustments that they have made or maybe made in the second half that allowed them to have a little bit more success?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so they switched up what they were doing on offense a little bit, kind of went to that overload and ran dive at us. And, I mean, it was good. Like, they ran it well. They were physical off the line, and they just, you know, 4 yards, 3 yards, 5 yards. And, I mean, we just struggled to stop it. And then defensively, you know, they did a good job containing our skilled players and, you know, making sure we didn't finish drives.
Yeah, and it certainly was a key district game, but you get an opportunity here in Week 8 tomorrow night, final game of the regular season, win and you're in terms of the playoffs. Just talk about kind of the mental aspect of your team this week going into a game like that.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty locked in. They, you know, I know Friday hurt them a little bit, so they're pretty locked in. You know, I want to get some redemption and play a good game, and, you know, the ultimate goal is to make the playoffs, so they kind of know what's at stake, so they've been a little more focused this week than before, so hopefully we can just go out and execute.
This will be our feature game on Care 93.7. Again, Zach Fredrickson, Moorhill Mounts Academy coach, joining us here. They'll be at Troy tomorrow night, and again, a broadcast on 93.7. As we mentioned, Ravens, if they win, they're in, but a lot can still be decided in terms of this district and the playoffs coming up next week. Well, let's talk about Troy. You know, they lose a tough one last week at Centralia. They lose 28-20, Centralia scoring a late touchdown to ultimately break a 20-20 tie and win that game. But their quarterback combo and wide receiver of Gannon Bowe and Logan Blevins went for respectively 360 in the air. And, you know, Blevins caught 11 balls for over 200 yards. So, you know, Blevins was a little banged up, but this is a team that can sling it. And they got some good athletes on the outside who can make some plays.
Oh, yeah, you nailed it there, right? They are full of good athletes, great quarterback play, great coaching. So, you know, they will be a challenge to, you know, contain their pass game. They're real good in space. So, you know, just trying to adapt to that. And I think, you know, player-wise, we match up better for an offense like that. So hopefully our guys can come out, you know, execute and run our defense and read their keys.
Yeah, I feel like the last few games, and when you kind of just look at the schedule again, Horton, they were certainly more of a run team. I'm not sure exactly if you got a lot in the pass game a couple of weeks ago against Donovan West and, you know, Centralia, they're ground and pound, and Riverside, they throw it a little bit. But as far as seeing teams this season that like to air it out, it seems like Troy is going to be doing it more than anybody you've seen so far.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They do it more than anyone, but they're good at it. So, you know, you got to stop it in order for them to, you know, not throw it. So we've been working on some stuff this week, you know, getting our coverages right, kind of, you know, reading guys and reading formations and all that stuff. So we've been working on it.
Well, Coach, give us a few keys and expectations. What do you think are going to be some contributing factors for a win tomorrow night?
Up front, playing physical up front. I think, you know, if we can contain their quarterback and, you know, get a rush on him, not give him as much time. You know, he's real good at scrambling and getting out and making a play. So we just got to hold our rush lanes. And, you know, our secondary needs to, you know, do their job, not get mixed up in coverages. So defensively is the biggest key. Offense, you know, we just got to execute a little better. That's been our big issue most of the season is finishing drives. So as long as we can finish drives, then play some good defense, we'll be all right.
There it is. Moore Hill Mounts Academy football coach Zach Fredrickson. It's Horton and the Ravens fighting for the final playoff spot out of this district, so a lot to be decided tomorrow night. Ravens are in if they can get a win at Troy. Again, that'll be our feature game on KARE 93.7. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you a final time next week.
Absolutely. See you next week, Brandon.